Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, this morning, when your spirit speaks to us with our whole heart, Lord, we declare that our answer will be yes. We are ready. Our minds are prepared. Our heart is ready. Sow these seeds into our hearts. Speak and change our minds. Let your spirit speak to us. Let our lives never be the same again. Thank you for everyone who is here. In Jesus' name. And somebody said, yeah. Amen. You may be seated, please. In the presence of the Lord. Our church has declared this year as a year of serving God. Rebecca, as a year of serving the Lord. The title of my message is, It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. You see, our church is predominantly young people. Jasmine, where have you been? We got attacked, y'all. Our church is predominantly young people, isn't it? And young people got to know what they have to do with their energy, with your testosterone and your adrenalines. The Bible says that, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Before the evil days come, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. When you are young, you have energy to either do good things or to do bad things. But a wise young person will use the energy to do good things. Do you get it? Our year, this is our year of serving the Lord. And you should look at it. The boys are more at danger. The male. Do you know something? I'll give you this advice for free. There is a devil. There's a devil waiting for you. For some of you, he's not even waiting. He's already started working on you. If you like, look around after Form 5. What happens to the boys in this country? Watch it very carefully. After CXE, watch them. They don't do well in CXE, and that's the end of it. Like some people have started doing, they are not studying for CXE. You watch it. Look around. And I am even bold to tell you, look at your fathers and those ahead of you. What has happened to them? But you see, when you are young, you don't know. By the time you catch yourself, it's already late. So watch it. Watch it. You must serve God. The only place you are safe is serving God. Because when you are a servant, there are other things that falls into place. All right? Jamal, Clive. Yeah. You see, what do you amount to? Your grades are bad. You didn't get a chance to write. You can't go to university. What do you have? You don't have anything. Yeah. What? And it's not that you can't do it, though. You can, but it's the focus. The enemy comes and takes your focus away. Takes it, puts it somewhere else. And then you're off. We are old already. Yeah. It's you who's coming. I'm sure a few years from now, 20, 30, 40 years will be gone. Maximum. You must think about yourself. What are you going to do? Who's going to be the next president? Who is qualified to be the next president? I wonder. Who is going to really bring us some kind of action and something? Who? And it's going to be like that if you don't take care. It's going to be generations and generations. We don't have people who are standing up to lead. Before I realize, it's a woman who's coming to rule us. Oh yeah, you watch and see. Ghana will have a female president not many years from now. Because the women rather, yeah, the women are more wicked than the men. Yeah. The women will sort things out and organize people away and do things and move and take people, change people. Amen. It can only happen when you serve God. Only happen when you serve God. You get it? Some of you, come street. There's a room reserved for you. I tell you, 2 years from now, if you don't watch it, you go there. Yeah, it's not far from here. You go here, you get there. It's not far. You can't even walk there. Yeah. If only you remember now thy Creator. Some of the old people, the way it is, you have to just leave them to just be. Because you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes, lived all their lives with a certain mindset. You can't come and change it. No. You are coming. Your mind is still a little fresh. You can change your generation. You can change your time. We have come to start a church. We have come. At least we've done something. What about you? All right, so we are fasting this week, isn't it? From the 12th to the 1st of February. We're using this book. So we're fasting from the 12th for 2 weeks, 21 days. Sorry, 21 days long. We're praying from 4 to 7. Everybody is supposed to pray 5 hours every day. Right? So you do your private 2 hours. And we do a general church 3 hours every day for 21 days. So every day from Monday, we will pray from 4 to 7. If you can make it 4 to 7, come and pray. Some of you who go to work, maybe better you come around and then you go to work. We have another session from 9 to 12 in the midday. If you can make that, you're also welcome. And then we have the 5 o'clock. For those who cannot make it at all during the day, to come after work at 5 till 8 o'clock, also for your 3 hours. But by the time you come here for the 3 hours, you must have done your 2 hours, or you are going to do your 2 hours after that. But we are doing 100, everybody's doing 100 hours in 21 days. You must force them. If you do 4 to 7, after 7 o'clock, your fasting has ended. You can eat chow mein. Cook up. If you do 9 to 12, after 12, your fasting has ended. You can eat metemje. If you do 5 to 8, you can't eat before 5. You have to eat after 8. After 8, you can eat all the food in the world. Your fasting has ended. So, I hope it's clear. Everybody's doing 2 hours privately. You better speak in tongues. Otherwise, you can't make it in 2 hours. So, every day, 5 hours for 21 days. Everybody, if you are on medication, please, then maybe you want to do the 4 to 7, because it's a little early, so that you can quickly eat. Right, if you're on medication, be careful. Because sometimes people ignore that. You will die if you think that fasting will save you. Yeah, you must use your head, please. Use your. If you're on medication, you know, diabetes, this, that, you have some, please. You don't have to die because of fasting. Yeah, people are dying too quickly. We want you to live longer. Okay, so if you're on medication, please, you can pray your 5 hours, but don't stay away from food. All right, but if your breakfast is after 7, then it's good. You can do 4 to 7. And then you do your breakfast, you take your pills, and you're all right. If you have arthritis, that you are taking medication, please. Don't say I'm fasting and God is going to take care of me. No, please. Don't. God is not a magician. Yeah. God can do everything, but he can't do that which you are thinking about. Yeah, praise. So if you have whatever, take your medication as the doctor has prescribed for you and eat. All right, but if you are not on medication, I said, if you are not on medication, then you are very blessed. And you must find yourself fasting and praying for 5 hours and then in one of these slots. Hallelujah. We are reading this book, Formula for Humility. As we fast and pray, we're reading this book. If you don't have one, you need one. All right. I said during the first service that many people get confused about there are a few things that you do to be blessed. People think that if they say take a glass of water and drink it with me on the TV, then they get blessed. No. You have to work for blessings. You have to do things to be blessed. God's blessings doesn't come. He doesn't throw his blessings away. Jesus said, I don't give the food to the dogs, of the children to the dogs. He says, don't cast your pearls before swine. So you have to prove to God that you are not a swine to receive a pearl from him. God promotes people who are humble. If you are not humble, God will never promote you. I'm sure all of us want promotion. All of us want to do well. You don't do well by knocking people off and cussing people down. That's not how you do well. You do well by being humble. We want you to do well. So we have a book that will show you. The Bible says that God, he gives grace to the humble. If there's anything you need in 2015, it's humility. I was reading about Lionel Messi. The people are trying to find out what he does with his money. They can't find it. Because he's so simple. They said outside the football pitch, you can't find anything to talk about him. He lives in a house with his girlfriend and his uncle and auntie, extended family. He drives a $200,000 car, which is actually cheap for somebody who is so rich. He's going to earn $27 million every year now for the new contract he has signed with Barcelona. Why didn't you go and play football? Pastor Sam, what's your right leg doing? What is keyboard doing for you? You need some right, golden right leg. Lay your hands on the leg. I'm just thinking you'll be flying some helicopter by now. The guy is so rich. He drives a simple car. Lives in a house with his family. No, he doesn't have children. With his wife, a girlfriend, and uncle, and cousin, and everybody in the big house. He's the richest footballer in the whole world. Richest footballers in the whole world. They don't behave like that. In fact, they say that he's not like Ronaldo. They're not like Ronaldo. Ronaldo, off the pitch, they show. Lionel Messi is very, very quiet. There's beauty in simplicity. Yeah. What you have, people shouldn't know that you have. What you have is for you. Why should people know that you have? Then the thieves will come. Yeah. Why are you dressing for people to see that you have money? Then people, then things will come. So go around like you don't have anything. And people wonder, really? Him? Yeah, it's him. All your gold is in your mouth. All right. So, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. That's the title of my message. To serve means to render assistance or to be of use. Atina, to serve means to be of use. If you are not of use to God, it means you are not a servant of God. To be a servant or to serve means to have a definite use. A definite use. To be a servant or to serve means to answer the purpose. To answer the purpose. It means to be in service of, to work for, to be in the service of, or to work for. It also means to be useful or of service to be of help. So we are looking at the title, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. People have served people and they have managed to get some positions and some things. I remember a story that was told many years ago when I was a little boy of a servant who managed to migrate to England only because she was a servant and she served well. In those days and in those times, if you're a servant, and that is the mindset of everybody really, that when you are called a servant, it's like a derogatory word. That is why when you say, behind a successful man is a woman, they don't like it. I said, that is why when you say, behind every successful man is a woman, they don't like it because they don't like the behind. They want in front. They want face. They want to be seen. They want to be recognized. But you don't have to recognize somebody who secretly and behind the scenes helps somebody to be successful. How do we call you? You are behind the scenes. Because the things you do for your husband to be successful, we don't see it. That's why we say behind. Not that you are a bat. I said that in a church and the pastor corrected me. He said, no. Next, on the side of every successful man. It's not true. It's not on the side. You are behind. The face is the man. The face is not the woman. Never is the woman, has never been the woman, will not be, never shall be, wouldn't be in there as a woman. Nah. The face is always the man. The man was created first. The man was the one who was asked when there was sin in the garden. When God came, he knew the woman had eaten. It was the man he asked first. God knew who caused the trouble. But he asked the man first. Why? Because the man is he's the one who is responsible. When everything goes wrong in a family, it may not be the man's fault, but he's responsible. Because it happened under his watch. That's why, you see, in these places, you don't have, because of the killing around, the Minister of Home Affairs, Police Commission, all of them should have been fired off long time ago. But these people are not responsible people. They don't have integrity. They don't have a sense of, they don't have any class. Because if the thing happens under your watch, you say, you know what, it's my fault, I'm gone. You don't have those people around here. They're not answerable to anything, which is a sad thing. But God, in heaven, there's accountability, shall we? Yeah. When you stand before Almighty God, you can't say, I live in Ghana, you don't answer to anybody, so why are you asking me questions? You say, okay, you see the hell there? Go there. Then nobody will ask you any questions. You can go there. In the kingdom of God, you are answerable. You must answer. Yeah, so that's the thing. Anything that happens in the home, anything that happens in the family, anything that happens in your house, it may not be your fault as a husband, including divorce. If there's divorce in the family, if there's divorce in the house, it is a man's responsibility. It may not be his fault. Yeah, I'm a part-time marriage counselor. I can tell you. Yeah. If there's divorce, God forbid, if you and your wife divorces, it may be her fault. But it's your responsibility. Don't let me preach about marriage right now. Because it was under your leadership that the breakaway occurred. So whose fault is it? Who's responsible? Yeah. If you are in charge of a prison and somebody breaks prison and run away, who do we ask? Isn't the prison officer the warden we ask? We don't say the person who broke out is his fault. You are responsible. Cry. Yeah, when children are bad, children are delinquent, children do all kinds of things. It's the man's fault. It's the man is the one who's responsible. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you better stay away from my property. Yeah, trespassers. Forbidden. No trespassers allowed. No admittance, staff only. Yeah. If you don't do that, you are the one who is responsible. Yeah. No. If you don't do that, you are the one responsible. Gaskin. Yeah, you. You can say, oh, I mean, why? It's not. Hey, you are the man. You are responsible. Yeah. You can't run away from that. When God comes into the family, who is he going to talk to first? The woman? Since when? You are the man. God will talk to the man and say, you, Bana, get up. What's going on in this house? He says, it's not me. It's not what you. It's you. You allow that. Eh? That's why when you're a man, you have to be a strong man. You allow the women to override you. No matter how beautiful they are. Yeah. No matter how educated they are, no matter how much money they bring to the house, they are still a woman, they are still at the back there. Yeah, they're still under your care. She's in the daycare, you are the teacher. You see, the women don't like it when you say it, but that's the truth. Yeah, it's the Bible. Yeah, and nothing but the truth, so help you. It's fantastic. This year we want to serve God. We want to serve God better. We want to serve God better. We want to be of help or of service. We want to be of relevance to God even more. Because it is a great thing to serve the Lord. I know of a certain man who has become a big man in the system because he used to serve at a certain house. I hear he used to even be at the cinema to give out tickets. But his loyalty and his service to a certain organization has made him now a big man that no animal can bite him. He did not get there because of his qualification. He doesn't have that. Prince can tell you he's from the university. He's run through the degrees and certificates. No, the name doesn't show up there. But his service, his service to the organization has lifted him up. If on earth your service to human beings or certain people is able to lift you and promote you and set you up somewhere, how much more your service to Almighty God? How much more? How much more your service to God? Why is it that you are serving God and you are wondering about yourself, what is going to happen to you? Why are you serving God and you are wondering about what you're going to eat? Jesus said that the thing you are going to eat, don't think about it. Unless you are not serving God. I said, unless you are not serving God. Unless you serve God. All the benefits you need, you deserve, you will get it. I tell you. You see, I have come to the point where when I have things, I don't even realize that I have them. I sometimes even forget that I have it. You know, some I was blessed with some precious metal some time ago. That day I was even looking for it. Where did I put it? I said, hey, where is this thing? I look. I couldn't find it. I'm still looking for it. It must be somewhere. What? If I didn't find the Christ, okay. I'm okay. Am I not okay without? Oh, don't come to my house. Me myself, I can't find it. Well, how can you find it? The man was preaching. He said something. Yeah, I have aluminium in my house. A lot of aluminium and steel. I have Pyrex. I have pots and pans made of bronze. Yeah. You know. So serving the Lord is a great thing because there are different benefits. The first benefit of serving the Lord is that those who serve God are different from those who don't serve the Lord. Very different. Sometimes when I go to some place that people see me, they say, are you a doctor? And I realize that they have seen something, but their eyes are not so clear. It's like they got some cataract, spiritual cataract. So they see, but they see half. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm something else. So I say, oh, no. I'm a spiritual doctor. So you didn't see it clearly. Yeah, but you see, there's a difference. When you are a servant of God, when people see you, you are different. It's true. By just the sight of you, it's different. That's the first benefit. When you are a servant of the Lord, it's an honor. I think we learned that last time, isn't it? It's an honor. Number three, for you. It will be number something for somebody else. Number three, are you there? It is a great thing to serve the Lord because if you don't serve God, you will serve someone else. If you don't serve God, you will serve Baal. Where Pastor David came from Ghana, he said he's going to bring down all the altars of Baal. I said, brother, you're welcome to Guyana. We have been fighting with these altars for a long time. Praise the Lord that we have somebody who's going to break the altars now. In the name of Jesus. He says, the first one he's going to destroy is the one in, is it Ramzikt? How do you say it?
I think it's Ramzikt.
Ramzikt. Okay, Ramzikt. Is it Ramzikt? There's a big, huge one, monkey human being there. He said, that's the first one, he'll break it. I said, brother, you should have come to Ghana earlier. By now, I would have been very free of all these bars. In the name of Jesus. If you don't serve God, you serve someone else. The people of Israel, they served the Egyptians because they were not serving God. If you leave church right now, you spend your time doing other things. You immediately find some things in town that you didn't know when you were in church. I tell you. You will know some songs that you have not known when you were in church. I tell you. There are some musicians that you don't know of now because you are serving God. You will come to know them when you stop serving God. Yeah. If you don't serve God, you serve somebody else. You serve someone. You serve your boss. You see, in every successful company, the directors, the those on top, they work tirelessly. I mean, I have been on leave for 2 weeks, but it doesn't look like I was on leave. That was a little, you give me some points, no? Because even in my own organization, when you're on leave, certain things are being requested of you. So it's not like you can throw back, relax, and enjoy the flight. In every successful company, midnight, you see the manager, he's still in the office. He has some things to deliver. Some people have some cutoff. They have some deadlines to meet. And they are there midnight. They go early in the morning because they are serving a certain system. When you serve God, you will tend to not have time for those things. Because originally, God created you and I to serve Him. But the system and the world has developed to an extent that Satan now is causing us and calling us to serve Him in different ways. They say you can join the army. Sometimes you can't come out. You come out once every something. You got to go to church maybe in the barracks or somewhere. You are not free. You are servant to the system. You go and work in a supermarket, Chinese shop, Christmas, overnight, overtime, this, that. This, no, I mean, if you work in a hotel, you work in a restaurant, you work in a cafe, you work in a supermarket, Sundays, you can't say you want the day off. You can't work in a hospital and say you want a Sunday off. Who are you serving? Serving somebody else. Romans chapter 6, verse 18, 19, something like that. Romans chapter 6. Closing just now. Let's see if we can understand it better. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. 18. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. So you are either a servant of sin or you are a servant of righteousness. If you are not serving God, you serve something else. Verse 19, what does it say? It says that I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Well, what these verses are bringing out is that you can be a servant of this or that. It is a great thing to serve the Lord, because if you don't serve the Lord, you will serve something else. It's true. With all the things we say and do and all of that, you let there be no church. Take the church out of your life. The church that you don't even do anything in. Yeah, some of you, the church. Was it Eulas who posted something that she doesn't like this holiday thing? But it's church holiday. This is the first time she's having church holiday in her life. Now, this church vacation, church holiday kind of thing. You can see that you, if you want to see the importance or the relevance of something, take it away from you. Let it go. That's why even in the world they say, a bird in hand is worth
two in the bush.
Or 1,000 in the bush. Because they are 1,000, but they are in the bush. They are 1,000, but they are not in your hand. Yeah, 20,000, but you don't have access to them. At least you have access to one. Take the church away from you. Sunday morning, let's see what you do Sunday morning. Yeah. All the nice dresses. You can't take them to the club because the club is too, you know, what are you going to say? Oh, some old lady, you come to the club. Stand up, Martina, Andreska. There's a man in the club. You can't go to the club like that. You got to cut this thing, cut it somehow, cut off styles. And this thing is too scavenger. You have to cut more. Show other things. You don't go to the club, they say you dress like some old lady. Hey, you dress like old lady. You got to go with shorts. Yeah, you got to paint your face. You look like a Dracula. You're celebrating Halloween. You have to look weird to go to these places. You take church away. You take church away from your life. And you realize that your clothes will become of non-effect. You can't take the clothes anywhere. Because where are you going? Where will you go? Every week, week after week. Where are you going? At least for the first couple of months, you'll be confused what to do. Until Satan sends you a friend who says, "Man, come now, let's go buy just a little drink. You know, just drink and just relax and chill out." And then you say, "I don't have proper clothes for there." You say, "Man, wear anything." Like when you come to our church, you say, "Wear anything to come." And then you start conforming. You start shaping up. You shout. See, you change. I give you 3 months, complete change. I've had people who leave the church, when they come back, they can't even fit. They just go back because it's like, this thing, the thing that they used to be in now, it's a strange thing. If you like, take away the church. So it is a great thing to serve the Lord. I saw somebody the other day. When I saw the person, I realized that this person is into alcohol. Because the alcohol was on the person's face. Do you know that it's like that? Yeah, the people who drink a lot. When you see their face, you can see it. You see something before? When you see their face, that's an alcohol face. Yeah, you should Bungi? Rumbugi. Rumbugi. Wow, I've learned the word. Rumbugi. Yeah, there's a word. Your face, the face looks like rum. Yeah. If you don't serve God, you give your time to somebody else. You give your time to something else. You give your energy, your money. You come here, look at how your money goes to church. If God is looking at who has given money to my organization on earth today, your name is inside. If God decides to bless people who have given money to his church, can you imagine that you are part of it? Meanwhile, if you are not serving the Lord, you are not in the church. Your money is out there. The money is out there. Yeah. Buying all kinds of useless things. Yeah, things you don't need. There are many of you, there are a lot of things in your house you don't really need. I see, because your money is not serving God. You end up using the money for other things. You must decide this year that, hey, there's a great thing in serving this God. If you are in the house of God, can you imagine God lives in this big house? And then you live in one room in the house and you are a servant to God. What a great thing it is to serve the Lord. It's a great thing. But if you don't serve the Lord, you serve something else. In closing, I'm going to give you one more and we close. In closing, it's a great thing to serve the Lord because He will deliver you from all kinds of bondage. He will deliver you from all kinds of bondage. You see, when people who are not servants of the Lord are in bondage, they don't have anybody to deliver them. You see, Americans, you know, Americans don't play with their people. These Kouachi brothers, Saeed and his brother Kouachi, the Paris... a satirical magazine murders. The Americans had put them on a no-flight list many years ago. So for the Americans, they were not allowed to fly to America. Even though the French were not keeping any eye on them, sort of. Americans, they are wild. Wherever an American is, they know. If an American dies, is it the American who died in Pegasus? How many years ago? About 10 years ago. There's still a small, no, it's less because I was here when he died. It's about maybe 6, 7, 8 years. If you go to the American embassy, there's his picture is there. Any information you can give leading to the arrest of the murderer of this guy, I think it's about $10,000 or $15,000. Yeah. They will never rest. The North Koreans hacked into Sony Entertainment because they were bringing out a movie about their president, an assassination plot, a movie about him, and they tried to sabotage the movie. Obama has placed a sanctions against them. You see, if American government can deliver his people from bonds, there's some journalists who were murdered recently. One was a South African, another was an American. They tried to go for them. They didn't work. The people where they were kept, the people saw the Marines coming. They went inside and shot the people. And the whole thing was aborted. But they went there very quietly. You would have just seen on CNN, two hostages have been freed by U.S. Special Forces. I wonder if you are lost somewhere, whether Ramota will come for you. Yeah. If you go to Barbados and they arrest you, I'm sure the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Caroline or Beckett, whatever, Rodrigues Beckett, will send some mercenaries. You are lucky Jack Dew is not here. Yeah. Now think about it. You and I, if you were to be caught up in a problem, a situation somewhere, who will help you? Who? You don't have ID card of a certain organization. Who is coming to help you? If you're in financial problems, financial crisis, you need advice, you need some... Who is going to come and lose the bond for you? Psalm 116, verse 16. He loosed me from all my bonds. Any difficulty, any problem, if you serve God, God will ensure that in any problem you are in, you are set free, you are delivered from it. No, Lord, truly I am thy servant. And it's because of being a servant of the Lord. That's why thou hast loosed my bonds. Bonds are not nice things. You see, I don't know what you know and what you believe. But there are some people. There's a demon in your family. It ties your leg against a pole. You are like a horse. You are like a goat. You can't go anywhere. Internet. You can't go anywhere. You are tied. You try to. You have become a servant of those people. If you are a servant of the Lord, that rope will break in a minute because nobody can keep hold of another person's servant. Can you imagine? If the goat is not your goat, if the donkey is not your donkey, can you tie the donkey to your house? So why do you think that if you are serving the Lord, that somebody should keep you under a certain bondage? I am thy servant, and thou hast loosed my bonds. Let me tell you. The reason why God says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper is not just for everybody.
Because if you are not useful in the house of the Lord, if somebody plots something against you, say, all right, okay, he's not even doing anything in the house, so I can lose him. You know, that's how it is, isn't it? Yeah. There are certain things you can lose. It's not a problem. The other day, my wife was saying that there's so many coins in my house. A lot of coins in the house. Please don't come to my house. Now, when she said that, I didn't see anything. And this is what came into my mind. Once upon a time, there was no coin in my house. I grabbed in the coins. We have a big feeding bottle. It's a money box. Feeding bottle, big one. We brought it with the girls from Europe. We put coins inside. By the end of the week, I go and pick up the coins myself. Because I need a 10 and a 5. And to add up and put something and buy something. The Lord has loosed me from the bonds of the enemy. There are coins in my house. Coins! In fact, we should get some of these things and pack it. We get a lot of money from it. Hey, I wasn't like this, though. Wasn't easy. Coins? People say, coins. Hey! But now, you see, I mean, some of you see coins also. It doesn't mean that you have a lot, except that you don't respect a coin. Yeah. Now, I see coins and I pick them and I just put them somewhere. But I can gather coins. If you come to my house to thief, I'll beat you with coins. I'll beat you with coins. I'll put poor coins in the socks like that. And you'll see, gonna lash you. Yeah. You try it. It's very hurtful when you have coins in the socks like that, especially the sports ones, the heavy ones, and you go, waka. You get bongi straight away. Once upon a time, Brother Sherwin, it was not easy for me. But the Lord has loosed me from the bonds, I tell you. Because I am his servant. And that's the same thing that the Lord is also encouraging you, that if you be his servant, he's also going to loose you from your bonds. Because he will not sit down for somebody to come and touch somebody who belongs to him. If Americans will not allow that, why do you think God will allow that? So just in case you are going through anything in your life, at home, school, office, at work, wherever, the secret is to serve the Lord. Because they prevail against you when you are not serving God. I tell you. Under normal circumstances, when you're a foreigner and you live in any country, you have to report to the embassy, your embassy in the country when you go and live there. So like, let's say you're an American, you live in Guyana. You should register at the American embassy. They have your address, your phone number, because any little thing, they want to be in touch with you. There's one thing they do. If you go into the American embassy, you see the difference between American citizens and those of us who are going to look for visa. Have you seen it? You've not gone to American embassy before. Okay. We are not going. What are you going to do? We are all here. Don't go anywhere. We are here. All right. But if you go to American embassy, if you are an American citizen, you don't stand in the line. You just go next to the line, and then the security, American citizen. Yes. You pass everybody standing in the sun. I've been to American embassy before. Yeah. And I felt so nice when they said, please come. I said, wow, not only in the church am I important, I'm also important here also. No, it's something else. It's because you are an American citizen, everywhere you go, it's almost like you something. Hey, what kind of country is this? That's why everybody wants to go to America. If you're Guyanese. You should pray. I said you should pray. Actually, when I went to Trinidad the other day, in December or so, and I put my Guyanese passport there. Then the immigration officer said, why? Your passport, has it fallen into water or what? I said, what do you mean? My passport has not fallen into any water. Stop it, let me go. What do you mean? See, even our passport, look at what somebody is saying. Because I normally keep the passport in my pocket sometimes when I'm going to do something with it. I have it in my pocket. So when I sit down and all of that, so it's a little, has received a little bit of blows, right? So it's been shaking. But it's not water. I feel very some way. I told you to tell me that my passport is, well, it's not nice or what? Even a passport. What's this? And you get to JFK? American citizens this way. Visitors this way. And then there's another apex, something, this way. And you see that American citizens, they are lying. You're a visitor. You'll be there, then you go around. Come. It's Samuel. What about a servant of the Lord? That's why when you die, the angels come. Angels come and carry you into heaven. The gates are wide open. God is saying, welcome. It's a great thing. Let us serve God this year. Let's do more than we did last year. Let's serve the Lord until we realize that, you know what? I can feel that I am giving my all to the Lord. My time is up. Stand to your feet, please. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us. Change our lives by your word. In Jesus' name. You are here this afternoon. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. There's heaven and there's hell. Those who believe in Jesus, they go to heaven. Those who don't believe in Jesus, they go to hell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Pastor, please pray with me. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I don't know whether I will go to heaven or hell when I die. Every eye closed. Every eye closed at this time. Look into your heart. Search your heart. Are you saved? Are you born again? Will you go to heaven? Will you make it? If you will not, and you acknowledge the fact that, yes, if I were to die right now, I will not, then God is calling you today. Pastor, please, help me. Pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just your right hand. I want to pray with you. Your right hand, and I'll pray with you. Your right hand. Just your right hand up high, and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. You are serious. You lifted up your right hand. You want me to lead you in that prayer. I want to ask you to come to the front. Come. Come. I want to pray for you. Clap for them as they come. 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 Clap for them as they come. Sing it. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. God bless you. Come running.
Come running.
God bless you.
Come running.
God bless you. God bless you. When Jesus
is calling, his grace will be
God bless you.
Covering his love for freedom. He will.
Let's pray. Close your eyes with me. If you are coming, come quickly before we pray. It's a simple prayer. After that prayer, your life is changed forever. It's a new year. Maybe you're also here. You want to say, Pastor, you know what? I feel very far from the Lord. This year, I want to do better than I have been doing. I've missed Jesus. The relationship has been sour for a while now. I want to rededicate my life back to Christ. If you are here like that, quickly join us before we pray. If you are here like that, quickly join us.
Come running to the mercy.
If you are here like that, just quickly join us. Pastor, I feel that I'm far from God. I want to renew my commitment. I want to renew my love. Every eye closed, please.
For freely, He will provide a healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
You want to join us? Pastor, I want to rededicate my life back to Christ. I feel very far from the Lord. I feel far from the Lord. I want to get closer. I want to get closer. I want to draw near to the Lord. Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here like that, just come to the front as well.
Come running.
God bless you.
Come running to the mercy seat where
God bless
Jesus
you.
Is calling. His grace will be your covering. His love for freely. He will provide a healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
Close your eyes with me. And pray this prayer after me from the bottom of your heart. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised him from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am born again, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. I pray that my relationship with you henceforth will be closer, will be deeper in the name of Jesus. Lord, I feel that I've been far away from you. Draw me close to you from now. Draw me close to your heart, O God. And restore the fire that was once in my heart. I promise that I will serve you for the rest of my days. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. And I'll come to church. I will fellowship with the brethren every time. I will pray. I will read my Bible all the time. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.